Part 1, Cloud 3.0. AI is experiencing a monumental shift with the recent release of Cloud 3.0 by Anthropic. This update represents an incremental improvement over its predecessors and a significant leap forward in AI capabilities and applications. Backed by tech giant Amazon and Google, Cloud 3.0's development signifies a convergence of major industry players around cutting-edge AI technologies, underscoring the importance and potential of this field. Cloud 3.0 introduces three new models, Haiku, Sonnet, and Opus, each designed to enhance the system's speed, accuracy, and versatility. Among these, Opus stands out as the flagship model, boasting superior performance in math, knowledge, and coding tasks compared to Google's Gemini Ultra and OpenAI's GPT-4. This milestone is not just a technical achievement, but a signal of the intense competition and rapid innovation driving the AI industry forward. The introduction of a light version alongside these three models is a strategic move towards democratizing AI technology. The light version's ability to maintain high levels of accuracy and speed while being resource efficient could revolutionize how AI is integrated into everyday applications and services, potentially transforming the accessibility and efficiency of AI tools across various platforms and devices. Significantly, Cloud 3.0 showcases a broadened operational range, handling multiple formats including written language, photos, graphics, diagrams, and videos. This multifaceted capability, coupled with an extensive contextual token limit, marks a substantial advancement in AI's ability to understand and process complex information in a more human-like manner. The implications for industries ranging from education and healthcare to entertainment and security are profound, offering unprecedented opportunities for innovation and improvement. However, the Federal Trade Commission's investigation into Amazon's partnership with Anthropic raises important questions about the broader impact of these advancements. As AI technology becomes increasingly central to commercial and societal infrastructure, concerns around monopolistic practices, data privacy, and ethical use become more pressing. The regulatory scrutiny reflects a growing recognition of the need to balance technological progress with safeguarding public interests. Moreover, challenges such as addressing the misinterpretation of visual data and preventing the misuse of AI for political ends highlight the urgent need for responsible use and regulation of AI technology. As AI systems like Claude 3.0 become more capable, ensuring they are used for the benefit of society as a whole becomes an ever more challenging task. This necessitates a collaborative approach involving developers, regulators, and the global community to establish frameworks that promote transparency, accountability, and ethical use. Part 2, Quantum Computing Competition. In an ambitious and groundbreaking initiative, Google, in collaboration with the XPRIZE Foundation and the Geneva Science and Diplomacy Anticipator, GESDA, has announced the launch of the XPRIZE Quantum Applications Competition. With a prize purse of $5 million, this global challenge is designed to foster the development of quantum computing algorithms that can be applied to solve real-world problems. The competition, which spans 3 years, aims to bridge the gap between quantum computing's theoretical potential and its practical application in addressing societal challenges. Quantum computing stands at the confluence of computer science, physics, and mathematics, utilizing the principles of quantum mechanics to perform computations that would be infeasible for classical computers. Despite quantum computing's theoretical capabilities, there remains a significant gap in its application to real-world problems, particularly those that classical computing approaches cannot solve efficiently. The XPRIZE Quantum Applications Competition seeks to catalyze the development of quantum algorithms that can make a tangible impact on global challenges across various sectors, including climate, health, and sustainability. The competition is a testament to the collaborative spirit of innovation and highlights a concerted effort among tech giants, researchers, and innovators worldwide to harness the transformative potential of quantum computing. By inviting global participation, the initiative aims to draw on a diverse pool of talent and expertise to accelerate the transition of quantum computing from a nascent technology to a powerful tool for societal benefit. An advisory board comprising leading experts from academia and industry, including representatives from Google Quantum AI, Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, and other prestigious organizations, underscores the competition's commitment to excellence and innovation. This board will play a crucial role in guiding the direction of the competition and ensuring that the projects align with the goal of achieving quantum advantage for positive real-world applications. The competition's focus on sustainability and social impact aligns with the broader mission of using emerging technologies to address the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. By encouraging the development of quantum applications that can enhance drug discovery processes, improve energy efficiency, and reduce carbon emissions, the XPRIZE Quantum Applications Competition represents a significant step forward in leveraging quantum computing for the greater good. Part 3. Industrial Control Systems. A new development from Georgia Tech researchers has cast a spotlight on a growing vulnerability in critical infrastructure. The development of web-based malware targeting industrial control systems, ICS, by exploiting the embedded web servers in programmable logic controllers, PLCs, marks a significant escalation in the cyber threats facing society's most crucial operations. This malware, with its ability to manipulate PLCs to disrupt machinery, damage equipment, disable safety systems, and enable industrial espionage, presents a clear and present danger to the backbone of modern civilization. The tests conducted on a widely used PLC model, demonstrating the malware's capability to cause physical damage, underscore the sophistication of this new threat and its potential for widespread compromise of ICS across various sectors. These findings are alarming, as they mirror past critical infrastructure cyber attacks such as Stuxnet, which targeted nuclear facilities, and Black Energy, which caused blackouts in Ukraine. These incidents are reminders of the destructive nature of cyber threats when directed at critical infrastructure. Industrial control systems are the lifeblood of our energy, water, transportation, and manufacturing sectors. The disruption or destruction of these systems could lead to catastrophic consequences, including loss of life, economic turmoil, and national security threats. The fact that this new malware can be deployed easily and operates independently of platform heightens the challenge of securing these vital systems against cyber threats. The growing vulnerability of ICS to remote attacks highlights a crucial gap in our cybersecurity defenses. Traditional security measures are often ill-equipped to protect against sophisticated targeted malware designed to exploit specific vulnerabilities in industrial environments. The integration of IT, information technology, and OT, operational technology systems, while beneficial for efficiency and data analysis, also opens up new avenues for cyber attacks. To counter this emerging threat, It is imperative that stakeholders across government, industry, and academia collaborate to develop and implement robust security measures tailored to the unique needs of industrial environments. This includes investing in research to understand the evolving threat landscape, developing secure by design technologies, and implementing best practices for cybersecurity hygiene in ICS. Moreover, fostering a culture of cybersecurity awareness among personnel working in these critical sectors is crucial. Part 4. NVIDIA stock. The impressive surge in NVIDIA stock by 260% over the past year has sparked a vigorous debate among investors and analysts concerning the sustainability of such growth and the fear of a looming bubble. NVIDIA's ascent can be attributed to the burgeoning demand for its AI chips, such as the Tensor Core, which have become the backbone of technological advancement and operations in major tech companies. These chips are used in various applications, from accelerating scientific research to powering self-driving cars and enhancing gaming experiences. AI technology is at the forefront of innovation, driving efficiencies and new capabilities in sectors ranging from healthcare to automotive and entertainment. NVIDIA's prowess in producing these specialized chips has positioned it as a crucial supplier in the AI revolution. However, this remarkable growth has not been without its skeptics. Some analysts draw parallels between NVIDIA's current trajectory and the historical precedent set by Cisco during the dot-com bubble. Cisco, which was a leading supplier of networking hardware during the internet's nascent stage, experienced a dramatic rise in stock value, only to face a severe crash as the bubble burst. These warnings underline the potential risks of speculative excesses leading to inflated valuations that are disconnected from fundamental business realities. In contrast, prominent figures like Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, have come out in defense of AI's transformative potential and, by extension, the legitimacy of NVIDIA's valuation. Diamond's stance is emblematic of the belief in the foundational impact AI is expected to have across various industries, suggesting that NVIDIA's success is not merely speculative, but rooted in the real value it delivers. The low short interest of 1% supports the optimism around NVIDIA stock. This indicates that investors do not have a significant bet against the stock, a typical characteristic of stocks in a bubble phase. This metric suggests that most investors hold a positive outlook on NVIDIA's future performance. Despite these varying perspectives, the question of NVIDIA's future and the broader stability of the AI market remains open. The AI industry is in a phase of rapid expansion and evolution, making it challenging to predict with certainty. The potential for regulatory changes, technological disruptions, and shifts in market demand add layers of complexity to forecasting the sector's trajectory. For investors, the situation calls for a balanced approach. While NVIDIA presents a compelling case as a leader in the AI revolution, the lessons from history urge caution. The comparisons to Cisco during the dot-com bubble serve as a reminder of the volatile nature of tech investments and the importance of due diligence. Furthermore, investors are encouraged to diversify their portfolios by considering other AI companies like Meta Platforms and Baidu. These firms also offer value within the AI space, albeit with different risk-reward profiles. For instance, Meta Platforms, formerly known as Facebook, is a leader in social media and virtual reality, while Baidu is a major player in autonomous driving and AI-powered search engines. Diversification can help mitigate risks associated with overvaluation and sector-specific downturns. Part 5, Jack Teixeira. In a significant development that underscores the complexities of information security in the digital age, former Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira has pleaded guilty to leaking highly classified military documents on Discord, an online chat platform. This case, marking one of the most serious national security breaches in recent U.S. history, has stirred widespread concern over safeguarding sensitive information. 22-year-old Teixeira admitted to 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense under a plea agreement that suggests a sentencing range of 11 to nearly 17 years, with prosecutors aiming for the higher end of the spectrum. The leaked documents spanned critical assessments, including details on the war in Ukraine and U.S. intelligence on global military and diplomatic activities. The disclosure of these documents jeopardized the national security of the United States and strained diplomatic relations, highlighting vulnerabilities within the Pentagon's information security protocols. In response to this breach, the Pentagon has since tightened its controls on classified information and disciplined members who failed to act on Teixeira's suspicious behavior. The motivation behind Teixeira's actions appears not to be espionage, but rather a misguided attempt to impress his peers within the Discord community, including some teenagers. This aspect of the case raises questions about the intersection of youth culture, digital platforms, and the potential for significant security breaches arising from seemingly innocuous online interactions. Teixeira's case also emphasizes the broader implications of digital communications platforms in the unauthorized dissemination of sensitive information. In light of his guilty plea, Teixeira is required to participate in a debrief with members of the intelligence community, the Defense Department, and the Justice Department regarding the leaks. His sentencing is scheduled for September 27, at which point the full consequences of his actions and the agreed-upon plea deal will be formally determined.